the bill was already poised to be the latest battleground for Washington lawmakers. Democrats said it would help states balance their budgets. Republicans called it another failed stimulus plan. Then Austin Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett added an amendment that he said would make sure the $800 million in education money heading to Texas would make it to the classroom. Doggett said the Texas-only budget provision is reasonable because the state's Republican leadership spent about $3 billion in education stimulus money on other parts of the state budget.
Given this very unfortunate history for our school children and the many unique educational challenges that Texas faces, we have good reason to include in this legislation Texas-specific safeguards to prevent more such shenanigans.
Texas Republicans have been quick to condemn the provision, saying it's unconstitutional and would tie the hands of state budget writers. Sugarland Republican Congressman Pete Olson.
You will either be for Texas or against her. You will either stand for our state and national constitutions or ignore them. This is exactly the sort of arrogance, pettiness, and political chicanery that the people of America are tired of.
Doggett said his amendment directs Governor Perry to hit a target amount of spending for the state's education budget. It also does one thing that has some school districts like Houston, Dallas, and Austin cheering. It makes the money flow through the federal Title I program, which helps lower-income students, instead of calculating it simply based on the number of kids in a school district. Dallas ISD gets about $27 million more because of the change. Houston ISD gets nearly $40 million more. Texas Senate Education Committee Chair Plano Republican Florence Shapiro said the Doggett Amendment makes it almost impossible for the state to actually get that money. She said it has the state promising to keep education spending at a certain percentage of state revenue spending.
That's all revenues in the budget. That's all the health care issues that we're dealing with. That's all the transportation issues, all the general revenue. We don't know what any of that's going to be. That's not just education money.
Scott McCown says the battle lines being drawn actually make sense because both sides have their reasons to be mad. McCown is executive director of the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank. He says congressional Democrats have a right to be upset about the way Texas spent the 2009 stimulus money.
On the same side of that, though, the governor is genuinely and rightly upset if he thinks that Congress is asking him to bind Texas to a promise about future appropriations. He would be right to be upset about that.
He said when you look at what the legislation actually requires, this tempest in a teacup, as he calls it, isn't necessary, because the Doggett Amendment doesn't set an unachievable goal.
And it doesn't require the governor to make a contract or to bind Texas. It merely requires the governor to say he's going to good faith aim for a target and that he thinks he can hit it. And when you look at how much we spend on education and what our budget picture is, he ought to be able to hit that target easily.
Now, getting the governor to promise anything to Doggett or the federal government, even a promise that some say can be easily kept without any real change in state policy, won't be easy. The governor's been running for re-election largely on the back of a Texas versus the federal government campaign. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.